This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. For the first time, the nation's largest university system will limit the number of qualified students it admits. There will be 10,000 fewer students at the California State University System next fall. That's all because of the economy and massive state budget cuts. Allison Jones is the Assistant Vice Chancellor of the Cal State University System. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, this is the first time you've ever had to limit students who've met your requirements, which include, among other things, a B average in high school. Was there no other way to make up for the budget cuts?
No, there wasn't at this point. Unfortunately, we are serving more than 10,000 students more than the state is funding us to serve. And what has become of great concern to us is we can't ensure access to sufficient numbers of classes and sections and other student support services without the requisite funding for the state. And since we're funded on an FTE basis, that is, the number of students who are enrolled, when the state pulls back on its funding, the only option for us is to reduce our enrollment.
So how will you make the decision? Which 10,000 students will you not admit?
Instead of just meeting the system-wide grade point requirement of a B average or better in the completion of 15 courses, students may be required to have a much higher grade point average and eligibility for admission.
Now, this all comes at a time when there are more students applying, I understand, because of this mini baby boom.
Yes, that's correct. The applications for admission for next fall have already exceeded 20% more than what we had a year ago at this time. And we expect an even further increase, significant increase, as a result of the publicity of the last 3 days about the steps we're having to take to limit enrollment.
Now, I have read that a lot of people are expecting this to hit minority students the hardest. Why is that?
Well, there's that fear in the public that that might be the case. We don't think it's going to be necessarily the case. We have another aspect of our enrollment policy that requires that campuses admit students from their local area on the basis of system-wide admission criteria rather than the higher admission criteria. That's a recognition that many of our students are underserved, first generation. Many of them are place-bound. They don't have the resources necessary to pick up and move across the state. So we find that provided we have this continued local admission guarantee for local area students, that will address the needs of students from that local area, many of whom, as you say, are underrepresented. What it will do, unfortunately, is restrict the choice, because students applying to colleges outside of their local area would be subject to the higher admission criteria.
Where will these students go? These students who have done everything right, have worked very, very hard, and have set their sights on attending a good Cal State school and find that they don't get in, where do they go now?
While the majority of our campuses will be closing for applications as of November 30th and some in December, several of our campuses will continue to accept applications from students up to March 1st. So there are still campuses that will have capacity to enroll students. The question is whether students who want to go to a particular campus will be willing to go to their second choice or third choice school.
Still, there will be 10,000 fewer students.
Correct. There will be 10,000 fewer students.
And where will they go?
They will likely end up at our California Community College system. We have 110 community colleges in our state with an enrollment of about 2.5 million. But it's going to impact the community colleges as well, because their budgets are being affected just as ours are being affected. And unfortunately, once we deny a student here who goes to a community college because of their anticipated increase, it may be that we find that students aren't able to get sufficient classes at the community colleges, and that will be a problem.
Why? Because then they won't be able to transfer in?
Well, not only that, what we find, if a student enrolls at a community college and can't get the classes, they're likely to drop out. Or if they get one or two courses that they need, it will simply delay the time when they can transfer. It will take them longer to complete the lower division courses in order to transfer to a California State University.
So the trickle-down effect, the upshot would be, if I could encapsulate this, there will be fewer people receiving a California college education.
I'm not sure I would go so far. I understand the logic behind that. All I can say is that there will be 10,000 fewer students at the CSU. We don't know how many of those will go to the community college, and of those who go, how many will be successful in getting the classes they need.
Allison Jones, Assistant Vice Chancellor of the California State University School System, thank you very much.
Thank you.